Today, I am presenting the clinical update of VT-1021, a first-in-class CD36 and CD47 targeting immunomodulating agent in subjects with pancreatic cancer and other solid tumors stratified by novel biomarkers. The immunosuppressive nature of the tumor microenvironment is a major barrier to the effective treatment of pancreatic cancer. Vigeo Therapeutics is addressing this critical unmet need by developing VT-1021, a cyclic peptide derived from prosaposin that induces the expression of thrombospondin 1 in myeloid-derived suppressor cells that are recruited to the TME. Preclinical studies of VT-1021 have shown robust anti-tumor activity in multiple animal models. As can be seen in Figure 1, the induction of TSP1 in MDSCs by VT-1021 reprograms the TME from one that is immunosuppressive to one that is immune-enhanced. TSP1, via binding to the cell surface receptors CD36 and CD47 to induce apoptosis in tumor and endothelial cells, blocks the do-not-eat-me signal, increases the M1-M2 macrophage ratio, and activates cytotoxic T lymphocytes. High levels of CD36 or CD47 are each poor prognostic indicators for many types of cancers, and there are currently no drugs that target both molecules simultaneously. These characteristics make VT-1021 a first-in-class agent and led to the initiation of this clinical trial. To better understand the role of inducing TSP1 in modulation of the TME in treating cancer, VT-1021 was evaluated in a recently completed Phase 1-2 open-label, multi-center dose escalation and expansion clinical study in advanced refractory solid tumors. 7 subjects with pancreatic cancer were dosed in dose escalation, and 32 subjects were dosed in expansion at the RP2D, 17 of which were evaluable. VT-1021 had no major adverse events. The most common AEs were grade 1 or 2 fatigue, nausea, and abdominal pain. Details can be found in the safety profile table. VT-1021 also has shown a predictable pharmacokinetic profile among all subjects dosed. CD36 and CD47 levels were analyzed on pretreatment and on study biopsies using immunohistochemistry to evaluate the potential as biomarkers of VT-1021. Samples were stained and scored by software-based image analysis and manual review. Examination of representative images in Figure 2 shows expression intensities of CD36 and CD47 in subjects with pancreatic cancer. For 14 of 17 evaluable subjects with in expansion with measurable disease, dual high expression of CD36 and CD47 correlated with longer days on study and reduced tumor burden, as shown in the waterfall plot in Figure 3. 3 out of 3 subjects with stable disease were dual high. Of the 14 subjects with measurable disease, all 5 subjects with reduction of tumor burden were dual high and remained on study for an average of 105 days. The expression of several biomarkers were evaluated in both pretreatment and on-study biopsies, as shown in representative images from a subject with pancreatic cancer and the multiplex ion beam image or MIBI panels in Figure 4. MIBI analyses from 8 pairs of biopsies showed that on average, VT-1021 reprogrammed the TME in pancreatic cancer by inducing TSP1 expression, increasing CTL to Treg and M1 to M2 ratios, and increasing the full change of percent of M1 macrophages. Taken together, these data show that VT-1021 induces expression of TSP1, which leads to the subsequent conversion of an immunologically cold to hot TME. To evaluate the frequency of dual high CD36 and CD47 expression in pancreatic cancer, commercially available pancreatic tumor tissue microarrays were evaluated, shown in Figure 5. The percentage of dual high CD36 and CD47 in the TMAs was in line with that of the pancreatic cancer subjects enrolled in the trial, and a higher percent of dual high subjects were evaluable, suggesting that dual high is a potential predictive biomarker for pancreatic cancer. In conclusion, VT-1021 was found to be safe and well tolerated, and subjects with pancreatic cancer who were dual high were more likely to have a reduction in tumor burden and stay on study longer than non-dual high subjects, increased TSP1 expression in the TME and in circulating peripheral blood mononuclear cells presented in poster 375 was confirmed. Remodeling of the TME by VT-1021 to be more immune sensitive via increased CTL to Tregs and M1 macrophage accumulation was demonstrated. Based on these findings, the dual high expression of CD36 and CD47 could be a useful predictive biomarker to stratify subjects for inclusion in future trials in pancreatic cancer.